Let's go to the Arkansas Mailing Services hotline and join Brian Foley from College Baseball Daily. You can follow him on Twitter at bfoley82. He's got a lot of college football or college baseball insight. Brian, how you doing today?
Twitter for the site, CB_daily. So that's actually...
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, one more time.
CB_daily, where we mostly post my college baseball stuff.
Great.
Everybody on my site has access to that account, not just me.
Okay, cool. Hey, well, glad to have you on. I want to talk a little bit about this. First off, let's break down the Arkansas Bryant series. A lot of people don't know a lot about Bryant. A lot of people were not happy that Arkansas wasn't hosting to begin with. What do you know about this series, and what give us some insight on that?
First of all, you guys are just talking about Central Arkansas, you know, being the second year being Division I eligible for postseason. Bryant's actually their first year they're eligible for the NCAA postseason.
Yeah.
So they're the same situation. You know, they're a program that's been a Division II power in the Northeast for the last, like, 20 years. So, and they finally decided to move up their program. Bryant's a good, solid ball club. I don't think they're a 3 seed. I think they're actually a 4 seed. They should have been a 4 seed. I don't understand why they got so high. But, you know, they're playing a very weak Northeast conference up here. And it's just, you know, for them to get a 3 seed is really shocking to me. That's it. That other region is going to come down to Arkansas and Kansas State. I don't see Bryant giving them any fits. Wichita State's a decent squad, but it's going to come down to Kansas State and Arkansas. And Arkansas's pitching much better with Barrett Afton and those type guys leading the rotation. So I don't see any way that Wichita State or Bryant can actually come through there.
And what is Kansas State's strength in? Because Arkansas, we all know Arkansas' strength is their pitching. What would you say Kansas State's strength is?
Hitting. They're one of the best hitting teams in the country. They're hitting 323 as a team. Jared King preseason was one of my top guys to watch on the year. He ended up hitting only 337 on the year. So, you know, he's like the fifth best hitter. So we got to look at, you know, Kansas State is going to absolutely rake the ball, even though they play in a really down Big 12 this year. So, but pitching-wise, it's marginal, let's be honest here. Nate Williams is their top pitcher. He's only 4-3 or 3.12 ERA. So we got to really look at Kansas State. They got to win the game at the plate. They're not going to be winning it. They're not going to be winning 2-1 games. They need to win games 10-8.
And that's why I was going to ask you next was, if you're Arkansas, you want to save Stanek then for Kansas State if that is their strength, right?
Yeah, you got to definitely say Stanek. I always believe your second game in regionals is your most important game, because even if you lose your first one, now you got to battle through your loser's bracket, so you got all arms on deck. And if you win your first game, then you get your number one guy ready for your second game. You automatically go to the championship game, you got to get beat twice to get knocked out. So I think always your second game is your most important. You should always save your number one arm for the second game, in my opinion.
Let me ask you this, Brian. Brian Foley from College Baseball Daily joining us. Let's move to the Central Arkansas-Mississippi State game. We were talking with Trey Schaap earlier, and he said that, you know, it's going to be a little bit different environment. UCA took 2 of 3 from Mississippi State earlier in March, but it was still cold. The fans haven't fully made it out to the ballpark yet. Does that matter? I mean, the crowd atmosphere, I think, is going to matter in this ball game, but I think UCA still knows what they're up against.
Yeah, I mean, they know what they're up against. You know, Mississippi State's one of the toughest places to play in the country, and Central Arkansas should become ready to play. But, you know, it's a different atmosphere playing in May than it is in, you know, late February, early March in out-of-conference game. So Mississippi State fans are one of the best in the country, the Rebels. But the Bulldogs fans are always, you know, out there in full force, especially in Sackville.
And Brian, which one of these regions, I guess on each side of the bracket maybe, are they done like south, east, midwest,
yeah,
west, whatever?
Kinda.
But give me a couple regions that you see are the toughest regions there. And like you said, you didn't think Bryant was a 3 seed. Which one of these regions is loaded?
Virginia Tech's regional is absolutely loaded, because they got, you know, they got the Hokies, who's just absolutely mashed. Oklahoma's got Gray, who's probably going to be number one, number two pick in the draft. Coastal Carolina's always, you know, battle test in the postseason. UConn, you know, the seniors won a regional at Clemson a few years ago. So that's one region on the left side of the bracket that I'm looking at right now. And on the right side, I really don't see anything. Vanderbilt's regional is a little tougher than it looks, because Georgia Tech's got some pitching. But Georgia Tech's Jekyll and Hyde. Week in, week out, you can't figure out what type of team's going to show up. So that's the biggest challenge for Vandy, is, you know, what team shows up for Georgia Tech. If Georgia Tech shows up, absolutely pitches lights out like they can, with Dusty Isaac and a couple of the other guys, they'll be able to do it, but I don't see Vandy losing that series. But, you know, Vanderbilt and North Carolina, I don't think one of those two teams get out of the Super Regionals. I don't see both of them making it to Omaha this year. Some reason, teams that dominate throughout the year, someone goes down all the time. Vanderbilt didn't get out of Regional when they had David Price and Pedro Atwood, and the number one seed in the whole tournament, they lost to Michigan.
Right.
You know, things happen. Things happen in postseason. Double in this tournament is quick, let's be honest here.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Who's your favorite? Who's a couple of your favorites you got right now that you just think, hey, these guys are a lock to make it to Omaha?
I know that's tough to say. I just ripped Vanderbilt. So I really think LSU's pitching and offense will probably be able to get through. They got an easy Super Regional matchup with Virginia Tech, Oklahoma. I don't think either one of those teams. I don't think anyone in the Virginia Tech Regional can get to Omaha.
Yeah.
But they're good teams, so it's just going to be a battle whether it gets out there. In UCLA Fullerton to get to Omaha is going to be an absolute battle between those teams, and Arizona State's also in Fulton's Regional. So those are two teams. Those are a couple of matchups that might be watch.
Brian Foley from College Baseball Daily joining us on Overtime. Brian, real quick, got a quick question. South Carolina is getting to host a regional. A lot of people have made some noise about this. This is not even one of the better teams in the SEC this year, and they're getting to host a regional. I guess that you'd probably say that goes on some the committee thought, well, they've been in the College World Series the last 3 years. They won it twice. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts is they schedule much harder than Arkansas does. Arkansas lost games this year to Western Illinois and been all over the place. You know, they went to Arizona State, didn't win any road games. The problem with Arkansas's resume compared to South Carolina is that South Carolina goes on the road, they win the games when they need to on the road. Arkansas does not win out-of-conference games. I believe I saw a stat yesterday. Their out-of-conference scheduling was 290th out of 296 teams. And so Arkansas, you can't fathom. They schedule terrible teams, non-conference, and finally hit them. LSU does the same thing, but LSU just dominated through the SEC to a point that they had to get a home series. With the new RPI system, you get bonus points for winning games on the road. And Arkansas didn't do it out of conference. They played nobody. They went to Arizona State. They lost four games. Lost to Gonzaga. Lost to Pacific, who's a terrible team. And they lost two to Arizona State. So when you're not winning the games on the road, you're not going to get the postseason bid. You know, the postseason hosting. The RPI is going to be absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, I know RPI is in the end all be all, but Arkansas's RPI was 31st. South Carolina was 13th. Big difference.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you joining us in overtime. We're up against the break, but man, great insight. And like I said, College Baseball Daily is where you can find Brian Foley. And throw out that Twitter handle one more time for College Baseball Daily.
CB_Daily.
CB_Daily. That's Brian Foley from College Baseball Daily. Thanks so much, Brian.
No problem.